It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Shooby dooby dooby doo. Man, that song, that's epic. Two big voices just going crazy. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. It's a good song. I like it. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Over here at the Alice, we are all excited about Alice in Winterland. As of late in the day yesterday, I did not get an update yet today. Did you see anybody in the hall?
The office is decorated with streamers and balloons, and so it appears the celebration is on. Whether that means they just know it's going to sell out today,
right,
or has done so, I'm not sure.
It may have.
But the party in the, well, that's not really the corner office, is it?
The side shared office is
going on big right now as we speak.
Well, you can't blame them. You know, a lot of work goes into these shows. And so we're psyched when you're psyched and you buy the tickets and then we all party together. It's going to be a great time.
The bottles are popping. Where's that sound?
I don't have that.
What are you talking about? You got all the sounds.
Find a soundboard with the popping bottles. I don't know. See if you can do it, Maddie.
You know, the party people, they're partying. They're over there having a great time.
Sure. Get some noisemakers. You know, New Year's Eve style soundings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what's happening around the corner from us here. It is a big deal for us. And if there are tickets available, there are very few left. So please, won't you go to RadioAlice.com and click on Alice in Winterland or win a pair right now. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland.
Ooh. Oh, there it is. That's what it sounded like when I walked by after the bathroom.
Just popping and popping. Boy, there's so many. How many more? How many things of it do we have? Plenty? Is there enough
for
everyone?
Things?
That's all you get till we get confirmation.
All right. How many things of it do we have? Things. The word for everything. Thing. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Want to go? Well, try and snag some tickets or win them right now with the word stare. STARE. Take the word stare. Not like the stares or anything. It's when I'm staring at you. Staring is rude. You know that one? Stare. STARE. Text that word, stare, to our contest line. 20357. And that's it. Just like that, you're entered to win tickets for the show. This hour's code word is stare. Alice in Winterland. One Republic. Andy Grammer. Haven Madison. And all of us. The whole staff. I mean, it's our big Christmas party. December 13th, Paramount Theater, Oakland. Sponsored by Macy's. Olivia Rodrigo, she's the stage incident of the day, I guess. Occasionally people are...
She's still on tour?
Yeah. She is fine. I'm going to start by saying that.
Okay.
But it's a very fun...
Did she fall off the moon?
No. She was just on the stage and she's walking sideways, looking one direction and walks directly into a coffin-sized hole in,
oh,
the,
in the stage.
In the stage. So it's a trap door. It, you know, it's funny. She's light as a feather. She just drifts down into, she. It really, even as it's happening, you're like, oh, that didn't hurt. That wasn't bad. She disappears, but she's like, she's all right. She was fine.
Well, the fear would be what you could hit on your way down as far as the flooring goes. You could catch your chin.
Yes.
You know, or your arm even, and
it's a fortuitous angle that she's at because it is a long, it's like a body length hole. I would say it's, let's say it's 3 feet by, say, 7 feet long. And she walks into it sideways from the short end. So she's got all that room to fall in. Come on, come see.
Sure.
Here she is. Here she is falling over and over into it. She walks to the side. She go and she's in. Don't worry. By the somebody has put together like a little montage of her falling in. But by the end, she's climbing her way out. She's fine. So I'm starting with, don't worry. She's okay. She goes, she gets up quickly and she laughs the whole thing off. She says, oh my God, that was fun. I'm okay. Sometimes there's just a hole in the stage. That's all right. Okay, where was I? And then she moves on down the road. Somebody got fired for sure.
Poor producer.
Yeah, I realized that.
Oh, poor producer.
Poor producers. Always.
They leave the trap door open and someone falls through it.
I realize that many of you are not on the Rodrigo train, but she's a super talented lady. Mm. Like, really a super talent and was great live. Like, yeah. I've seen a million shows. I'm watching it through my kids' eyes, obviously, because right. They're there and with
huge fans.
Violet's
right.
There and they're just singing every word and they love the whole thing. And I'm watching it going, she's good.
Mm.
She's covering the whole, like, it's, she can do an arena show and covers the whole stage. I mentioned the moon. She's got this big prop. It's a prop moon that comes out all the way out to the far stretch of the arena. And she's singing the whole time and waving and everyone's like, oh my God.
So she gets up pretty close compared to where, like if you were all the way across the arena and you're just looking at sort of the image of her
right.
on the stage.
No, she gets out there and
sometimes people are so tiny on
it's
stage.
One of the things, there's a difference between doing a show at Bimbo's and doing a stadium
You've
show.
You've got to fill it.
You've got to be able to get out there and, you know, move around and make sure everyone feels like they're part of this thing.
Right. You know, you are reminding me of what Pink does with all the sort of mm-hmm. aerial acrobatics that she does and swinging all through. Like that is, it's super important. I mean, if you're going to put on a show someplace where, you know, 25 to 50,000 people are participating in this thing and you're, you know, an eighth of an inch tall on a stage that's a half mile away. Okay. I guess I'm enjoying watching the camera images of you up huge behind you, but to get to swing yourself all the way around so that you at least people get a semi close up glimpse of you is huge.
It's a whole nother thing. And I remember I mentioned this at the time. I saw 21 Pilots. They were doing a live 105 show. And while I know they have hits, it's just the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there's no way that they pull this off. And they absolutely skillfully rocked the whole house from front to back and side to side and made it. And I went, okay, they're
that's how you do it.
That's arena rock.
Right.
That's how you do it.
And to think, you know, that it, two people, you'd think, well, they're tied to their instruments. They just have to stay where they are.
They didn't.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway,
some bands
she's great.
Have that kind of presence. Like even, you know, Muse, who the front man isn't gorgeous. He's just a guy with a guitar. Like he comes out and you're immediately, he grabs you and you're just like, if I wasn't so stoned, I would definitely stay for this whole thing. But I'm feeling really paranoid and I've got to leave.
That was your head.
That was me. A lot of people really enjoyed the show though.
I've seen him before too at a different Live 105 show. Mm. And they also, like I left there going, okay, there's a rock god. He's dweeby probably in real life.
But then he's just so easy with it.
He sang and played guitar and rocked the whole arena. And afterward, I went, well, that's something I was unaware of.
Yes.
Muse, everybody.
Now I know.
Like they had hits, but
I know.
Pulled it.
Just
anyway,
great.
I'm glad she's okay. And you're right. Yeah, the producer's fine. So fired.
Right. You know, the funniest part of it, though, and I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yeah, the producer has to go. He did leave the trapdoor open.
He at least got an email from his
boss.
An
angry email, did he? So anyway, she follows. She's fine. You could tell she's going to be fine. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I think it's the only thing I posted today, which is, you know, saying something because I'm always posting everything up there. I don't know. Supergroup. I think we're throwing this around a little bit. I mean, there's definitely some big, I mean, REM, the Black Crowes, Screaming Trees. Okay.
What are you saying?
There's a new supergroup made up from members of those bands.
Oh, I'm like, what are you, what?
But the fact is that they're calling it supergroup and they don't like, well, I'll just tell you the story and you tell me if it's a supergroup. Maybe it is. Maybe all you have to do is have a couple bands that you know about in the thing. We even have a song that we'll play in a sec. So artists collaborate all the time now. It really feels like it's rare to have just a, here is a song that I sang. It's always got to have somebody on it. And I can't even think of the last supergroup. What do you think? They come around once in a while.
Like the big supergroup in my life was Audioslave. Temples also, but that was Audioslave was later, but it was right. Rage Against the Machine and Here's Chris Cornell. Boom. They were epic.
Right.
But I'm sure I could think of more. There's lots of bands that get together.
There's like the, what was the Wandering?
Traveling Wilburys. Asia.
Asia was the supergroup?
Yeah, Asia was a supergroup.
What bands were they in?
Steve Howe was from Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Emerson, like in Palmer or Powell, one of the ELPs.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. Like, I always think of Asia as being their own thing. That is true. There was a lot of 70s incestuous band member swapping happening. So, this is maybe not a supergroup.
Oh, Crooked Vultures.
Who's in that?
Oh, it's the guy from Queens of the Stone Age and Dave Grohl.
Well, this band is called The Silver Lights. L-I-T-E-S.
Never heard of it. Velvet Revolver was a super group.
Oh, yeah, I guess they were kind of. REM's Peter Buck and the Black Crowes' Rich Robinson are the guitar players. Barrett Martin from Screaming Trees and also Mad Season on drums and upright bass. And then some
upright
guy,
bass,
that's what
huh?
it says here.
All right.
And some guy named Joseph Arthur on vocals. He and Buck released an album together in 2018 under the name Arthur Buck. I don't know who Buck is. Anyway, this guy apparently.
R.E.M.?
No. Whoa. Oh, Peter Buck. Right. Yeah. Okay. Got it. So he and Peter Buck released an album. I'm like, Buck? So first I thought, Beck?
Okay.
Anyway, their self-titled debut album is coming out on November 15th, and their first single's out now. It's called Don't Go, Don't Stay, and here's what it sounds like. That on like a Live 105, it certainly has a story at least, but it actually does. It's funny, it reminds me of somebody.
They also mention supergroup Van Hagar.
Oh, I guess
would have been a supergroup. He was huge,
yeah. But the supergroup I think of as five people from five different bands,
and then
forming
Chickenfoot, the same guy with a bunch of other artists that were big. I don't know that they went huge, but...
Yeah, I don't know, actually. But, I mean, sure, technically that would be a super group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, do I have time for this?
Yeah, you do.
Sorry, Cure fans. Robert Smith is retiring in 5 years.
Oh.
It's good that you saw him. By the way, how old will Robert Smith of the Cure be in 5 years?
70. Oh!
He's going to retire when he's 70.
I just won the game, Maddie. There's no point in playing.
All right.
I just won it.
Oh, no. I have a game for you guys. I have a fun game. I think it's going to be, it's longish, though.
Didn't I just win it?
No, this was, that was just
70,
like
70, and then I was right.
That was you won the mini game. That was a mini game.
Oh, shit.
Not today's game. Yeah. I have a fun game today.
All right.
She was talking about it at 5:30, so it's...
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, this is a pretty fun game.
Yeah, okay. Right. Oh, this will be something.
Well, you have a, you both... Actually, I don't think Maddie likes country music.
I like country music. I work in country music.
He's from West Virginia.
Yeah, but I don't think he likes
it. I like
that
old
much.
Country music, and I like when I was doing country, it was in the 90s. I like 90s
country.
Well,
then maybe you will know some of these things, but I know Vinny's a huge country music fan. He's a country aficionado.
She says while rolling her eyes, everyone.
What?
So jerky. Sheesh.
Well, you're the one who says it. You love country music. So The Cure will, they say here, not follow the example of bands like the Rolling Stones, which, by the way, you should follow the example of the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones are still putting out full-on records. The Rolling Stones, you could almost make an argument that they're better than the Beatles in some ways. Just the staying power alone. Oh my God, I love the Stones. Don't make fun of the Stones. 5 years from now, in 2029.
What did I miss? Who made fun of the Stones?
People right here, they're saying The Cure will not follow the example of bands like the Rolling Stones. 5 years from now, he's going to retire. I'm like, you should follow his example, their example. Robert Smith, when he turns 70, he's out. He says, if I make it that far, that's it. Is he British? He seems British.
He's British.
That's good. I don't feel my age at all, but I'm aware of it. When you get older, that fear becomes more real. Death becomes more every day. So, thanks. The uplifting thoughts.
They were so good live. So good.
I'm really glad.
He was in great voice. They sounded great. It was epic. It was everything I wanted it to be.
When you go and see a hero band like that, you know, someone that you really loved, and, you know, fine, they're long in the tooth, whatever, but they're still
them.
They're
not long in the... They were great.
But they were long in the tooth, Vinny. I mean...
The only problem was somebody I was with was like, is this thing over yet? When is this over?
As soon as they're done with their jam band part of the show. The Cure as a band turns 50 in 2028. Yikes.
Well, they were babies. When they put out that first record.
So maybe we'll get some cool anniversary stuff. I don't know. Their new album.
I can't wait. It's this week, right?
I think it's 3 weeks from now. So 2 weeks from this Friday. It drops November 1st,
That's
according
bogus.
To this. Songs of a Lost World. So there you go.
Boo.
All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a short one because we've got a really
great game. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Big game coming up, everyone, after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
What?
You heard me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's talk about Disneyland. We're celebrating the holidays at the Disneyland Resort, and we've got your chance at some big prizes all this week, early in the morning. 6 and 7 a.m. And then later on Jane's show, four more chances, 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. We'll give you code words, text them to our contest line, 20357. Then you're in the running for the four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. And you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland. Oh. It's our Christmas party, and tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. Tickets are almost gone.
They're almost gone.
So we expect this to sell out, if not already, any minute, like by the end of today.
Yep.
So go get your tickets. Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Sponsored by Macy's, Alice in Winterland. Tickets going fast. I can't wait.
I know.
I'm bringing my kids. I'm into it. They haven't been around because of the pandemic. They haven't gotten to see a ton of stuff. So I'm really excited to bring them and let them.
I miss your kids. I can't wait.
Hang out with everyone and party and all the stuff. Okay.
I'm looking at tickets right now. See if there's any left. It won't load it.
Oh,
there are a few left.
Okay.
But not many. So come on now. Let's get these gone.
Weather looking real good today. Beautiful blue skies overhead here in the city and highs in the upper 70s. So pretty good stuff. Okay, this first story, I don't even know what to make of it. I honestly, and after all the story happens, then something dumb happens at the very end.
Oh,
so here we go.
Okay.
There's a photo going viral of a sprawling mansion sitting on top of a 33-story building in India. It's supposed to look like the White House, but it's not quite as big.
But it's a house that's been built on top of a skyscraper.
Which I immediately went, you mean a penthouse, right? Nope. That.
Oh, wow. It even has a lawn and damn. Oh, my God. And that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It kind of does look like the front rotunda of the White House. I can see what they're going for. But yeah, that is a house on top of,
not a penthouse.
No.
They built a house with a pool.
And a lawn and stepping stones and paths.
But no fence.
On the roof and no fence.
Because somebody put up some guardrails on that thing.
Unbelievable.
You can't play frisbee on that lawn. Someone is going right off the edge.
For the record.
Yes.
It's hideous.
Yeah.
That's hideous. That's a hideous building. Like have a penthouse cleanly and neatly under the roof of the actual building.
Agreed.
But this is just a hideous, like
three-story monstrosity on top of the thing. It even looks like they built a tray to put it on.
Yuck. Anyway, back to my story. There's a photo going viral of a sprawling mansion sitting on top of a 33-story building in India. It's supposed to look like the White House. It's not quite as big. The photo looks something like a fake, really.
It does look fake. It's
real, though. They say the rich guy who built it started construction more than a decade ago. It's cost over $20 million, which also, I know we're in India now, but $20 million doesn't get you much here.
No, I mean, surprisingly little. I mean, we're talking about $20 million. What do you mean I can see all my neighbors?
A reporter called it an extreme example of a trend that's been picking up steam. The world's wealthiest people are bored with normal penthouses and want something more impressive.
Oh.
I've got just this money chewing a hole in my pocket. I can't get rid
of
it fast enough.
I'm going to build a mansion on top of a high rise.
They say this guy, though, who built this house on top of the high rise may never get to live in it because he fled India in 2016 after being accused of fraud and money laundering.
Oh.
So dirty
so
money.
Lives in it?
No one.
But the pool's full.
They say his
trying
name
to
is
sell it?
Vijay Mallya.
Oh. Vijay.
If he ever goes back to India, they say they'll throw him in jail. He's the former chairman of United Spirits, one of the largest liquor companies in the world.
Oh, he should, I'm sure he can afford a helicopter. He should just copter in. And what are they going to do? Just enjoy your house. And then if they come to get you, just take off in your
that,
copter.
You know what? That very tippy top of that thing might be a copter pad.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that a copter pad? It doesn't have
sure like looks
an,
like one.
An X
it doesn't
the
have
spot.
The X, but it is built like that, isn't it? Then?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's definitely, he could definitely land a chopper there. The thing about it is that it's a finished house and the pool is full. So who's enjoying VJ Honeycutt's house?
Maybe he's got family.
Maybe.
That enjoy it.
You like that?
VJ Honeycutt.
Think of the last name. I don't know. Yeah. It's a mashup, exactly.
Someone got that.
Well, Maddie got it.
No, I got it too,
oh, okay,
but I'm saying,
right.
You
somebody
know, MASH
out there,
references
sure.
are,
got it.
You know,
yeah, it's
old-timey
a mash
TV.
Up.
Not right. quite black and white, but.
But pushing it.
A group in Japan just set a world record on Sunday for the most people pointing at the sky all at once.
Okay.
That's all they did. They just pointed straight up with one finger and held it for 30 seconds. The number is 507 people got together to point at the sky to break a record.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do that at Alice in Winterland, everyone. We're going to break that record.
Oh.
With 3,000 people.
I got to remember to keep these stories
I know.
Away from you.
No, that's how easy would that be? So let's get Guinness Book of World Records on the line and send them a pair of tickets for the show. Do you have to be outside pointing at the sky, or can we all just point up at the sky?
And they'd have to buy the tickets, by the way.
Because they're sold out?
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of tickets.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We do have a really important game coming
up any
second.
We do. It's so important. So important. So important.
VJ Malloy used to live in Sausalito.
Oh. That's interesting. There's some nice houses there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, skyscrapers with a mansion on top of them.
He might be hiding out in his mansion now there.
Well, VJ, give us a call. 800-400-3697. Our phones work, I hear.
Let's see here.
Call us on a landline if you can.
Thank you.
Sure.
A lot of people wrote in about the super groups that you had been talking about, but they're all names that we already mentioned, so. Let's see. Hey, could you ask the Marines and firefighters to bring receptacles for a toy drive to Alice in Winterland? There's lots of kids in need. We will talk to our promotions person and see if she's able.
If she gets that going.
A lot of stuff going on and very little staff to handle it. So we'll see. We'll pass that on. 408 says, shave that dog. Listen, no. I'm not going to
cut those feathers.
I'm not getting myself in trouble with the missus. She'll handle it. Or she'll clean up the poop that came off the dog's hairy butt that landed on the couch. She'll deal with that as well.
Hopefully on the couch. Worse on the kids. Well, you're saying that she was hurting them. She was like, knock them down and sit on them.
Mm.
You know? If you got a poopy butt, please don't do that. The dog got poop on me.
I don't know what to say.
You just say, yuck. So, ew, cut the stuff off the back of the dog.
It's like, I would never try to, like, no one lets their dog live outside full time anymore. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
They live in the house with you. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, they get anxiety over the house as soon as they become accustomed to it.
Right.
They're like,
this is where I live. Why would I go outside?
Why are you holding the door open?
Right.
So you can go breathe fresh air.
No, thanks. No, okay.
No, like, I'm going to hold
my
it
food
too, by
dishes.
The way. I don't want you to shut that door behind me. So I don't know. I just stay in here with you.
Mm.
Okay. But we have a backyard. That's why people own homes and have dogs.
Right.
So you can go.
Got an update on your backyard?
Almost done. Almost
hot
done.
Hot tub
in? No. But the fake lawn is in. Looks good. All the retaining walls are up. Looks good. The pavers are in.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, nice patio.
It all looks great. It came out great.
When's that hot tub
we got in? Rid of the... The main thing that I didn't like about that backyard was that idiot fountain that we never turned on.
I don't even remember.
They must have spent a fortune on this dumb fountain that when we moved in, it didn't work.
Oh.
And then, you know, it was, do we fix this? No. We're a drought
like a stone
state.
Fountain?
We're not
going to
need a big, like, giant cement fountain.
Oh.
Hmm.
That seems like it would take up a lot of yard.
It took up a whole corner of this. We never ran it, ever. It's gone now.
Oh, good.
So that left.
I can't wait to see some pictures
dump.
Of all of this.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was telling John about what you're doing back there. And, you know, just a little bit I've grabbed off, gleaned out of what you've said. And he's like, I would really like a hot tub. And I'm like, no,
we had a hot tub.
We got, he goes, it would work now. Cause we don't have kids. We wouldn't have to worry about anybody being in there by themselves. We wouldn't have to be putting kids to bed and then be so tired. We just want to sit down. And he goes, every day after dinner, we go out there and we'd sit in the hot tub. I'm like, you know, that actually does sound kind of good.
You're getting a hot tub.
I'm assuming it's Christina. Did you ask for the hot tub?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't really. I mean, I will do it with them, but the kids and the missus are all about it. And she, look, we've got our savings. We're working, you know, there's a blah, blah, blah. She's all, I'm selling stock. I'm doing this. Cool? And I went, yeah. I'm not going to tell you no.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. I mean, that is where you live.
Right.
I can't wait to get the hot tub. I can't wait to hear if you actually use it. Because for us, it just turned into this little place that the kids always wanted to go in. And I'm like, so I got to stop everything I'm doing and watch you out on the porch. Because, you know, little kids in water.
Well, yeah.
That's scary.
There's definitely concern where that is. Mm. I don't know. I will use it though. When I come back from surfing 2 hours, you know, in the ocean,
cold,
30 degree hot. Air, 50 degree water, I will absolutely
be so nice.
In there warming up.
Yeah.
So I'll use it. Game me.
Oh, okay. Let's play a game. It's time to play a game. Do you have a game noise or should I just play it? Here we go.
Oh.
Okay. So you're going to do the ding dings and the.
Yeah, I got the ding dings and the buzz buzz.
The dings, dings, buzz buzz. All right, country stars. Some were born rich and some were born poor. What's better? Is it easier to break into the country music industry if you were born rich versus born poor? Or is it just about determination and talent?
So this is the one question.
No. There's like 20 examples of this. I'm going to tell you the artist, and you tell me, were they rich or were they poor?
Okay.
Parker McCollum. Was Parker McCollum born rich or born poor?
I don't know this guy.
Oh. I thought you knew all the country guys.
All? No.
All the country guys.
Parker McCollum. I'm going to say he was born rich.
His name's Parker. I'd say rich.
Oh, you're both right. He was born rich. His dad offered to buy him when he first was starting out. His dad goes, I'll buy you a tour bus and put your whole band on salary until you got a career.
That's right, Parker.
And Parker was like, nah, no one will respect us. And so supposedly he didn't take the money.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
How about Tim McGraw? Tim McGraw, born rich or born poor?
Oh, is that me?
Either one of you.
Well, his dad was Tug McGraw, who was a Major League Baseball player. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say rich.
You say he was born rich.
I also will go rich.
Sorry, guys. Poor. He didn't get any help from his biological dad. Major League Baseball player, Tug McGraw. He was raised by his mom in a low-income neighborhood.
Kid Rock.
Throw him in the country thing. Okay, fine. Kid Rock, born rich or born poor?
Rich.
I'm going to say poor.
He was born rich. He grew up in a 5,600 square foot house on 5 acres with a horse barn. His dad owned a premium car dealership. How about?
What's the score?
2 for you, Vinny. 1 for you, Maddie. How about Darius Rucker? Darius Rucker. Was Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish fame and now country music fame, was he born rich or was he born poor?
Rich.
I'll say poor.
He was poor. We're tied 2-2. Darius says he grew up in a 3-bedroom house with his mom, grandma, 2 aunts, and 14 kids.
A 3-bedroom house.
That's rich.
With his mom, grandma, 2 aunts, and 14 kids.
I was in a double wide. That's a big house.
What should I do here?
For 14 kids.
I'm going to say that was not rich. I'm going poor.
Yeah.
How about Kane Brown? Kane Brown.
Rich.
I'll go poor.
Poor is the correct answer. He had a tough childhood, was even homeless at times growing up. How about Taylor Swift? Was she born rich or was she born poor?
Rich.
Rich.
She was born rich. In fact, her dad was a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch. How about Dave Haywood from Lady A?
Poor.
David Haywood. I'm going to say rich.
He was rich. He described his dad. His dad was the Bruce Springsteen of the dental world.
Oh. Wow. He's the boss of your teeth.
He's the boss. He's a tooth boss.
He used to play at the Stone Pony with his teeth.
All right. Currently, it's 5-3. Maddie's in the lead.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Jr., born rich or born poor?
Rich.
Well, his dad was famous, so I'm going to say rich.
That's correct. Dad left a lot of songs and even more royalties behind. How about Johnny Cash? Was he born rich or born poor?
Poor.
I will say poor.
He was born poor. His parents were cotton farmers in Arkansas, and at the age of 5, he was out in the field picking cotton. How about Dolly Parton? Born rich or born poor?
Poor.
She was born in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Poor.
Yep, she was born poor. So poor that when she was born, they paid the doctor with a sack of cornmeal. He is the 4th of 12 kids. And finally, L. King. Born rich or born poor?
Rich.
I'll say poor.
She's born rich. Her dad's Rob Schneider. I guess he paid his child support. Right. But still, by a score of 8-7, Maddie, you have won that game.
He's on the show, yes, Maddie. He's on the show, yes, Maddie.
Thanks for listening to the show today, you guys.
That's a really good
fun.
Hit.
Isn't it weirdly good? It gets stuck in your
head.
How'd
you get that?
That's 17 years old. I have no idea where it came
Somebody
from.
Somebody made that.
Somebody made it. Some listener made it at some point.
Oh, a listener made that?
Yeah.
Maddie, he's on the show.
That is really a hot hit.
Yeah. Be sure to listen to Jane, tickets to Disneyland, and check out her Instagram for some great Blue Angels picks from the top of the mark. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a request.
What is it?
Jane, can you play the Maddie song?
Maddie, he's on the show, it's Maddie, he's on the show, right. It's Maddie.
We'll see you later. Oh, get your tickets for Alice in Winterland. They're almost gone.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.